Major Calloway sent this with his compliments. It's a ticket for the plane tomorrow. He said I was to drive you out to the airfield or take you to the bus, whichever you prefer.
Yeah, tell Major Calloway I won't need it. Mr. Crabbett offered me the hospitality for the HQ BMC. Please, get me a ticket for the Josefstadt Theater tonight.
So far, Tim Martins?
Endlich, meine Treueste. Oder wollt ihr etwa, dass wir zu spät zum Ball erscheinen?
Wartet doch. Ich bin gleich soweit. Ich komme ja schon. Wie schön. Ihr und ich endlich beisammen. Wenn Mutter uns nur sehen könnte.
Fräulein Anna Schmidt?
Ja.
I was a friend of Harry Lime.
Oh.
My name's Holly Martins. Perhaps Harry told you about me.
No, he never told me about his friends.
I think I was his oldest. I enjoyed the play very much. You were awfully good.
You understand German?
No. I could follow it fine.
Would you like a cup of tea? Someone threw me a packet last week. Sometimes the British do instead of flowers, you know, on the first night. This bottle was a bouquet, too, from an American. Would you rather have a whiskey?
Tea's okay.
Good. I wanted to sell it. I never understand why the English like tea.
Oh, I like it. You'd known him some time?
Yes.
I knew him 20 years. I'd like to talk to you about him.
There's nothing really to talk about, is there?
I saw you at the funeral.
I'm sorry. I didn't notice much.
You loved him, didn't you?
I don't know. You can't know a thing like that afterwards. Oh, I don't know anything anymore except I want to be dead, too.
Cigarette?
Oh, American. Thank you. I like American.
No, I've been talking to a friend of Harry's, Baron Kurtz. Do you know him?
No.
He wears a toupee. Can't understand what Harry saw in him.
Oh, yes. That was the man who brought me some money when Harry died. He said Harry had been anxious at the last moment.
He must have been very clear in his head at the end. He remembered about me, too. It seems to show there wasn't really any pain.
Dr. Winkle told me that.
Who's he?
A doctor Harry used to go to. He was passing just after it happened.
Harry's own doctor?
Yes.
Did you go to the inquest?
Yes. They said it wasn't the driver's fault. Harry had often said what a careful driver he was.
He was Harry's driver?
Yes.
I don't get this. Kurtz and the American, his own driver knocking him down, his own doctor. There's not a single stranger.
I've wondered about it 100 times, if it really was an accident. What difference does it make? He's dead.
All right, Schmidt.
Ja, Herr Bruch. They don't like us to use the light. It uses up their electricity.
You know, the porter saw it happen. It couldn't have been.
Da, hätten drei down there.
Oh, excuse me. I will go into the next room.
And you saw it?
Well, not saw. I heard it, though. I heard the brakes put on and the sound of the skid. And I got to the window and saw them carry the body to the other side of the road, over there.
Could he have been conscious?
Oh, no, he was quite dead.
I've been told he didn't die at once.
No, he couldn't have been alive. Not with his head in the state it was. Wait a moment. Fräulein Schmidt?
Ja?
Guess sonst wie sagt man denn in English, der war gleich tot?
He was quite dead.
Ja, he was quite dead.
But this sounds crazy. If he was killed at once, how could he have talked about me and this lady after he was dead? Look, why didn't you say all this at the inquest?
It's better not to be mixed up in things like this.
Things like what?
I was not the only one who did not give evidence.
What do you mean?
3 men helped to carry your friend to the house.
But I was told there were only 2 men there. Only Kurtz and the American.
No, there was a 3rd man. He didn't give evidence.
3 men carried the body?
Yes. The 3rd one held his head.
You don't mean the doctor?
Oh, no. He didn't arrive until after they got him to the doorway.
Can't you describe this third man?
No. He didn't look up. He was just ordinary. He might have been anybody.
Just anybody. But I think he murdered Harry.
Hello, Vesta. Hallo? Hallo? Warum würden Sie nicht? Nobody.
You've got to tell the police your story.
Nonsense. It's all nonsense. It was an accident. I saw it happen.
Be accurate. You saw a dead man and three men carrying
him. You have no business forcing your way in here and talking nonsense. I ought to have listened to my wife. She said you were up to no good.
Don't you see? Your evidence is important.
I have no evidence. I saw nothing. I'm not concerned. And you must go at once, please. Fräulein Anna.
Was ist los?
Fräulein Anna, I've always liked you. Whatever my wife may say, but you must not bring this gentleman again.
You shouldn't get mixed up in this.
Well, if I do find out something, can I look you up again?
Why don't you leave this town? Go home.
Fräulein Schmidt, da sind sie ja. Die Polizei ist oben. Sie lesen alle ihre Briefe.
The police. They are searching my room.
Als wenn man ein Verbrecher wäre. Was will denn die Polizei von Ihnen? Ich meine, das schickt sich doch nicht. Das heißt, man ist ja nicht mal mehr Herr im eigenen Haus. Es ist unmöglich.
Mein Gott.
What the devil?
Getting around, Martins?
Pinning things on girls now?
I want to see your papers, Miss Schmidt.
Don't give them a thing.
Thank you.
I'm going to your superiors. You'll find out.
You were born in Graz of Austrian parents?
Yes.
Take a look, Sergeant. See what I mean?
It's very good, sir, isn't it?
How much did you pay for these? I'll have to keep them for a while, Miss Schmidt.
You can't go that far, Callahan. You can't live in this city without papers.
Write her a receipt, Sergeant. That'll serve. Give her a receipt for the other things, too.
This way, miss.
You aren't taking those.
They'll be returned.
They are private letters.
Don't worry, miss. We're used to it. Like doctors.
I suppose it doesn't interest you to hear Harry Lime was murdered? And there was a third man there? I suppose that doesn't sound peculiar to you.
I'm not interested in whether a racketeer like Lime was killed by his friends or in an accident. The only important thing is that he's dead.
Must you take those letters?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
They are Harry's.
That's the reason.
You won't learn anything from them. They are only love letters. There are not many of them.
They'll be returned, Miss Schmidt, after they've been examined.
There is nothing in them. Harry never did anything. Only a small thing once. Out of kindness.
What was that?
You have got it in your hand.
Ah, yes. Your papers.
Shall we clean up for you, miss?
No.
You have to come with us, Miss Schmidt. Martins, go home. Like a sensible chap, you don't know what you're mixing in. Get the next plane.
You can't order me around, Callahan. I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Death's at the bottom of everything, Martins. Leave death to the professionals.
Oh, would you mind if I use that line in my next Western? You can't chuck me out. My papers are in order.
Your receipt for the letters, miss?
I don't want it.
Well, I've got it when you do want it, miss.
I wish Harry was here. He would have known how to handle that. Why did they take your papers?
They are forged.
Why?
The Russians would claim me. I come from Estonia.
Seit 60 Jahren wohne ich hier. Mensch, das hier ist doch kein Bildhaus.
What'd she say?
Only complaining about the way they behave. It's her house.
Diese frühe Süßten ein- und ausgegangen.
Give her some cigarettes.
Cigaretten, mon frère?
Oh, danke, vielen Dank. Sehr liebenswürdig.
Ready, Miss Schmidt?
Don't be scared. If I can only clear up this mess about Harry, you'll be okay.
Sometimes he said I laugh too much. Yes, Major Calloway.
So what was that doctor's name?
Oh, here, let me write down his address for you.
What do you want to see a doctor for?
A bruised lip.
Guten Abend.
Dr. Winkle?
Winkle.
Yes. You have an interesting collection here.
Yes.
These saints' bones?
The bones of chickens.
It's a strange crucifix.
Jansenist.
Never heard the word. Why are the arms above the head?
Because he died, in their view, only for the elect. Would you mind, Mr. Martins, coming to the point? I have guests waiting.
You and I were both friends of Harry Lime.
I was his medical advisor.
Well, I want to find out all I can.
Find out?
Here are the details.
I can tell you very little. He was knocked over by a car. He was dead when I arrived.
Who was there?
Two friends of his.
You're sure? Two?
Quite sure.
Would he have been conscious at all?
I understand he was, yes, for a short time while they carried him into the house.
In great pain?
Not necessarily, no.
Would he have been capable of, well, making plans to look after me and others in those few moments?
I cannot give an opinion. I was not there. My opinion is limited to the causes of death. Have you any reason to be dissatisfied?
Well, could his death have been not accidental? Could it have been...
What?
Could he have been pushed, Dr. Winkle?
Winkle. I cannot give an opinion. The injuries to the head and the skull would have been the same.
Major, could I see you for a moment, please?
Certainly, Brodsky. What is it?
These forgeries. Very clever. We two are interested in this case. Have you arrested the girl?
Not at present.
Oh, please, keep this passport to yourself and until I make some inquiries. Will you, Major?
Yes, of course.
Thank you.
I can let you have these letters back, Miss Schmidt. Will you look through them, see that they're right, and sign the receipt?
But my passport.
As you heard, we need to keep that for a while longer.
There's a letter missing.
Yes.
Why did you keep it?
To have a photostat made.
Oh.
Miss Schmidt, you were intimate with Lyme, weren't you?
We loved each other. Do you mean that?
You know the man in this photograph?
I've never seen him.
But you've heard of him. Joseph Harbin, a medical orderly.
No.
It's stupid to lie to me, Miss Schmidt. I'm in a position to help you.
I am not lying. You are wrong about Harry. You are wrong about everything.
In the letter we kept, Lyme asked you to telephone a good friend. He was called Joseph. He gave you the number. It's the hospital where Harbin worked.
Was that? Yes, I remember that. It wasn't important.
What was the message?
I can't remember. Something about meeting Harry at his home.
Harbin disappeared the day you telephoned. I want to find him. You can help us.
What can I tell you? But you have got everything upside down.
Right, Miss Schmidt. We'll send you a woman, won't you? And that friend of yours, Mr. Martins, is waiting for you. A rather troublesome fellow.
Hello, Mr. Martins. Goodness, I'm glad I ran into you.
Good evening.
I've been looking all over town for you, Mr. Martins. I've arranged a lecture at Innsbruck.
You what?
Oh, wait till you hear the subject. They want you to talk on the crisis of faith.
What does that mean?
Well, I thought you'd know. You're the writer. Well, we'll talk again after the discussion tomorrow.
What discussion?
The lecture on the modern novel. You remember what we arranged at the hotel.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Well, so long, old man.
Drink?
They won't take that army money. Here, zwei Whisky, bitte.
Zwei Whisky, komm sofort, Fräulein.
Fräulein Schmidt, you found out my little secret. I am a Zigeuner violinist. A man must live. How goes the investigation? Have you proved the policeman wrong?
Not yet, Kurtz.
Our friend Winkle said you had called, yeah? Perhaps he was helpful?
No.
Mr. Tyler is here tonight.
Thought he left Vienna.
He's back now.
I want to meet all Harry's friends.
Yeah, I'll bring him to you.
Obviously.
Danke. Haven't you done enough today?
Listen, that porter said three men carried the body, and two of them are here.
Mr. Tyler, Mr. Martins.
Well, any friend of Harry is a friend of mine.
I'll leave you together.
Good evening, Miss Schmidt. You remember me?
Yes.
I helped Harry fix her papers, Mr. Martins. Not the sort of thing I should confess to a stranger, but you have to break the rules sometimes. Humanity is a duty. A cigarette, Miss Schmidt?
Thank you.
Oh, keep the pack.
I want to hear about Harry's death.
Excuse me.
Two large whiskies, please. One small one for the lady.
Double whiskey und kleine kommt.
It was a terrible thing. See, I was just crossing the road to go to Harry, Mr. Martins. He and the Baron were on the sidewalk, you see. I don't know. Maybe if I hadn't started across the road, it wouldn't have happened. I can't help blaming myself and wishing things had been different. Anyway, he saw me and stepped off the sidewalk to meet me. And then the truck... It was terrible, Mr. Martins, terrible. I've never seen a man killed before.
There was something wrong about Harry's death.
Of course there was. Give me two more whiskey.
You think so, too?
Yes, it was so damn stupid for a man like Harry to be killed in a piddling street accident.
Oh, that's all you meant.
Well, what else?
Who was the third man?
You know, I oughtn't to drink this whiskey. It makes me acid. Now, what man would you be referring to, Mr. Martins?
I was told a third man helped you and Kurtz with the body.
Oh, I don't know how you got that idea. You'll find all about it in the inquest report. There were just the two of us, me and the Baron. Who could have told you a story like that?
I was talking to the porter at Harry's place. He was cleaning the window and looked out.
And saw the accident?
No. Three men carrying the body, that's all.
Why wasn't he at the inquest?
He didn't want to get involved.
Well, you'll never teach these Austrians to be good citizens. It was his duty to give evidence, even though he remembered it wrong. What else did he tell you?
That Harry was dead when he was carried into the house. Somebody's lying.
No, not necessarily. It's an odd thing, Mr. Martins, with accidents. You never get two reports that coincide. Why, even the Baron and I disagreed about the details. The thing happened so suddenly, you're not prepared to notice things.
The police say Harry was mixed up in some racket.
Well, that's quite impossible.
Kurt seemed to think it was possible.
Well, the Baron doesn't understand. Lots of people don't understand. That Anna Schmidt. That's a nice girl, that. She ought to be careful in Vienna. Everybody ought to be careful in a city like this. We'll be right back.